Wales. The time is now 23 minutes past eight. How has the age of music streaming and downloads affected the art of the album cover and the sleeve notes, all the extra information and visuals that form part of the appeal of the music? If you download an album online, you'll see a tiny image. And some designers are now working to link those to the artwork that they produce for the vinyl version and elsewhere. Well, Matthew Cooper is one such designer. He's worked with the Arctic Monkeys, Franz Ferdinand and Hot Chip. And on the line from Boston is Mark Schifferly from Fathom Information Design. He has set up a website aimed at recreating Miles Davis's sleeve liner notes in an online format. Matthew Cooper, where do you start in designing the art to go with an album?
Well, ideally, it's a dialogue between the designer and the musician, the artist. My background was in illustration, where often you're interpreting another person's writing or ideas, so I like to continue that in music design, so that you have a discussion with the band about what they want to do. And
do they often have a fixed idea about how they want the album to look?
Sometimes. I've been quite lucky in that most of the bands and musicians that I've worked with are quite engaged in the visual side of their artwork. It's quite difficult if someone has no interest at all.
Although then they could leave it entirely up to you.
Yeah, but then you kind of come up with ideas and you're kind of shooting in the dark a little bit and come up with thousands of ideas. And
you've brought with you a selection of your work. Now, this is one particular album.
Yes, this is the new album by Hot Chip. We've utilised something called variable data printing, which has enabled us to make unique copies of every single LP and CD.
When you say unique, explain what you mean. If you buy a copy of this album...
Yes, if you buy a copy of this album, you'll have a colourway and an image on that album that doesn't appear on any other copy.
Right. Even though, you hope that it sells in the thousands, and even so, you are able to generate something unique.
Yeah, we've made hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of colour swatches and hundreds of images. So there's hundreds of thousands of permutations of all those images.
Right. And the cover of the CD, as opposed to the image on iTunes, for example, as opposed to the cover of the vinyl record, will be slightly different?
Yes, the image on iTunes and will be a fixed one. So if you only buy a download, you don't get the lovely variation.
Understood. Mark Schifferly, that gives us a sense, I think, of how designing the artwork for an album is different today from how it used to be. Explain your own project, which is all about Miles Davis.
That's right. So Miles Davis, of course, was a great band leader and a great innovator, went through... And had a long career in jazz, played for over 45 years. And so over at Fathom, we thought it would be really interesting to look at all the different people he collaborated with, because he would basically dissolve his band and recreate it every few years. And so over the 45 years, he played with 600 plus musicians. So we built an interactive timeline that shows every recording session that we were able to find documented. And then by interacting with the timeline, you can see who the musicians were that played with him on that date. And secondarily, like what album it fed into. And you can even listen to samples of tracks from the album. So you can hear those different musicians playing with Miles.
And did you do that because you wanted to add to the digital experience, that rather than just download the music, were you thinking back to sleeve notes and everything that you'd, all the extra material you'd get if you bought the physical copy of the music?
That was part of it, definitely. I grew up in the era when you would, listen to an album and just kind of sit there and ponder the artwork and then maybe flip over and read the liner notes. And as you read the liner notes, you'd go from... You'd recognize a certain name and you'd make some connections. And so we, in this era, we can get the data for all the albums and connect it all. And so you can see that whole arc of the career. So it's not just the liner notes for a single album. It's really a documentation of his entire artistic output.
And therefore, you'd say that in the digital age, there's still a way to get all of that extra richness.
Definitely. We approached the project as looking at Miles Davis, but it would be really fun to come up with a version that really hooked into specific albums and exploited that and used the albums as a touch point as well.
Well, Mark Schifferle, thank you for telling us about it. And thanks also to Matthew Cooper. And the artwork does look rather beautiful. Perhaps we can put a picture of it up on social media. Thank you.
Thank you.
28 minutes past eight. Time for some...